Here we are on the verge of another world-class hour of radio. I'm fired up. Hope you are, too. I'm Steve Gruber. This is the Steve Gruber Show. God bless America for Friday, January the 17th, 2020. Here are three big things you need to know right now. Number three, in South Dakota, administering transgender hormones and hormone blockers and drugs to minors may soon be a felony, as it should be. The divide in America grows wider. Number two, another day of huge blockbuster, unprecedented bombshells that quickly dissipate into a whole lot of nothing has come to pass. This time, however, Nancy Pelosi took time to impugn the Attorney General. And number one, Virginia's reckless state house isn't just after its citizens' guns. It wants to force a constitutional convention of the states. You see, this week, if you missed it, Virginia passed the Equal Rights Amendment. 50-year-old document, they passed it, raising all sorts of legal questions because there was a deadline. A deadline of 1982. We'll get to that, but first this has popped to the top of the stack. Federal prosecutors in Washington now investigating a leak in 2017 of classified information about Russian intelligence documents, and they appear to be focusing on whether the former FBI Director James Comey illegally provided details to reporters. The case is the second time the DOJ has investigated leaks involving James Comey, a frequent target of Mr. Trump, who's called him a leaker. Sounds like the president may be on the money. The inquiry is just the latest politically sensitive matter undertaken by the U.S. Attorney's Office in Washington, which is also conducting an investigation of Mr. Comey's former director, Andy McCabe. Law enforcement officials are scrutinizing at least two news articles about the FBI and Mr. Comey. They were published in the New York Times and the Washington Post in 2017. Both articles mentioned the Russian government documents. According to people familiar with the investigation, apparently hackers working for Dutch intelligence obtained the document and provided it to the FBI. And both its existence and the collection were highly classified secrets. The document played a key role in Mr. Comey's decision, we are told, to sideline the Justice Department and announce in July 2016 that the FBI would not recommend that Hillary Clinton face charges in her use of private email servers. It's not clear whether prosecutors have impaneled a grand jury, but it came after a book was published by a Times reporter, Deep State, Trump, the FBI, and the Rule of Law, James Stewart. Previously, federal prosecutors in New York scrutinized Comey after his personal lawyer and buddy, Dan Richmond, provided contents of a memo about Mr. Comey's conversations and interactions with the president to a Times reporter at Comey's request. That triggered the appointment of Bob Mueller. You know, if it continues to come around and you continue to think, well, James Comey appears and seems and acts like he's dirty, well, maybe after all, and maybe after all of it, maybe he is. Maybe James Comey is dirty, after all. The world's tallest Boy Scout might not be that at all. We'll keep a close eye on this story for you as we go forward. All right, off to Virginia we go. Coming up Monday in Virginia, a big gun rights rally is going to be held. And that has gotten much of the headlines. But also, this week in Virginia, if you missed it, both chambers of the Virginia State Legislature passed the Equal Rights Amendment, making it the 38th state to pass the resolution. Now, if it had happened previously, back in 1981 or 82, it would have meant it was necessary to call for a constitutional convention, because that makes it 38 states. That's the supermajority of the states passing the ERA. And State House Speaker Eileen Filler Corn, I can't make that up, Eileen Filler hyphen Corn, says, as we enter this new, more inclusive, diverse, and accountable government that mirrors the values of today's Virginians, it's important that our actions reflect those ideals, blah, blah, blah. After nearly 100 years of working to put equality into the Constitution, a document that lays out our nation's most fundamental rights and laws, we are taking the historic step to make ratification a reality. But the problem is this. The problem is this. The ERA had a ratification deadline set by Congress of 1982. The Justice Department also issued an opinion last week saying the ERA is no longer legally pending before the states because the deadline has come and gone. The deadline passed. The National Archives and Records Administration, which oversees the ratification of constitutional amendments, said it would abide by the deadline. Democrats didn't care. They dismissed the arguments against the ERA because of the deadline, saying it was important as lawmakers to take the vote and let the courts do their work. Let the courts do their work. Make no mistake. Let there be no mistake. Men and women in this country have all the same rights. There is not a single right that I have that women do not. There is not a single right that I have that women do not in America in 2020 and basically for my entire life. Here's the problem with the ERA as written. I'm going to find this here for you. Basically, it says there must be equality based on sex. Here's the problem with it. As you see different things going on around the country, the word sex is being perverted by those on the left to mean anything they want it to mean, those that think they're men when they're women and think they're women when they're men. That is now defined as sex. That's not what was meant by the clear language of the Equal Rights Amendment. And so what's happening here is that they are trying, the left is, they are trying to create an equal rights amendment for gender identity, transgenderism, and everything else. Here we go. I'm going to read it to you. Let's see here. Where is the verbiage? Come on, folks. Give me the text. This is not that hard to find. Equality of rights under the law should not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. There it is. On account of sex, equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or by any state on account of sex. The problem is those on the left are trying to redefine what that word means. Sex, as it was written there, meant male and female. Not I think I'm this or I think I'm that or 162 pronouns. So Virginia passing this and saying, well, we'll let the courts decide. They're hoping for an activist judge. They're hoping for an activist judge that will give them unfettered access to create a new definition of the word sex for which there is none and would turn on its ear hundreds of years of jurisprudence. This part of the program brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy, know your own power. And by Wolverine Water Systems, Michigan's premier water treatment company, serving Michigan since 1947. Locally owned and operated, Wolverine delivers statewide. Get your free water test today by going to stevegruber.com and clicking on the Wolverine button. Away you go. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Friday. Good to have you here. Back after this.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
DTE believes that the energy we all use doesn't have to contribute to climate change. That's why within the next 10 years, we will triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. And now we're announcing a bold new goal to reach net zero carbon emissions in electric generation by 2050. DTE has long been a leader in clean, affordable, reliable energy. And leaders don't just do what's easy. They do what's right. DTE.
At DTE, we're committed to using our energy to serve and transform communities, helping to create a brighter future for us all through projects like building parks, partnering with schools, job training programs, and volunteering our time to those in need. Because at DTE, we believe we have a responsibility to serve our customers and our communities. Learn more at dteimpact.com. DTE.
The holidays are over, but the Roxor sale keeps rolling. Get $1,000 off 2019 models. No payments for 90 days. 2019 base models start at $15,999, but you can also combine that with special Roxor financing for additional savings. So whether you want to hit the trails or put it to work, it's even easier to get into the side-by-side unlike any other. Hurry into your Roxor dealer today. Restrictions apply. See your local dealer or visit RoxorOffroad.com/offers for complete details.